There's still time to save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Create stunning patios and strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use design and buy program in-store or on Menards.com. Don't miss out. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. This is John Batchelor. Conversation with colleague Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for Defensive Democracies. I learned that Erdogan and his representatives representing Turkey, the neo-Ottomanists, have joined the talks in Cairo to resolve the Gaza conflict. Mr. Schanzer believes this is dangerous business. Here's Jonathan on Erdogan at the table. Not a positive direction. More of this tonight.
It's a good question, John. I think, you know, what we're hearing right now is that Turkey has joined the negotiations. Up until now, it had not. This means that one of two things. One is that they are trying to get Hamas to agree to capitulate under significant pressure from Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has offered the Turks some perks. There are arms deals in the offing. There are arrangements that could lead to the dropping of legal cases against Turkey. The removal of sanctions against Turkey. These are things that I think the Turks would like very much, and Trump is appealing to their national interest. But they could at any moment decide to put Hamas's interests first and allow for Hamas to survive to fight another day. We are just not clear where Turkey is in all of this. What is still clear to us at this point is the animosity that Erdogan has for Israel and his intent to keep the flames of this conflict, the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. He's trying to make it one of Islam versus Israel. I don't know if he's been successful up until now, but he has regional ambitions for a neo-Ottoman empire. And so I'm keeping a very close eye on Mr. Erdogan. He is an Islamist. He has been, as you mentioned, the progenitor of the Muslim Brotherhood. He has been a supporter of Hamas, the supporter of ISIS. He has helped Iran evade sanctions at the height of Iran's nuclear quest. He is a dangerous man, and I am uncomfortable seeing him in these negotiations right now because he is very much a wild card. I don't trust him. I don't think the Israelis do either. Let's hope that he is there to bring Hamas to heel. That is the hope. I'm not going to hold my breath, but that is the hope.